Excitement has been building up ahead of Apple's latest event that kicked off just a short while ago. And for good reason, too. The company just unveiled its most ambitious product in years. It's, wait for it, a headset that lets people experience both virtual and augmented reality. It does that by overlaying virtual images and apps on the real world. I want to bring in John Sarlin, the host of Nightcap over at CNN Business. And John, I was hearing they've just announced that in the last few minutes, the most significant product launch in nearly a decade. So what do you make of this new product, this mixed reality headset?
That's right, Issa. Moments ago, Apple CEO Tim Cook announcing Vision Pro, the new product from Apple. This is their biggest new hardware since the Apple Watch, and it's Apple's first foray into AR, augmented reality. So we know virtual reality, a screen in your face, this is something that you see through, like a aluminum ski goggles on your head that melds the real world with the virtual world.
Okay, so how is this different, John, than playing a video, a virtual reality video game? Just bring us, you know, give us the vision here from Tim Cook in terms of the future of how we could be using this. Because this thing looks like it will be perfect for skiing.
Right, so I mean, up to this point, VR has kind of been a niche product. You mentioned gaming. That's really been one of the big use cases, but Apple is going for the mainstream consumer here. They're going for fitness, they're going for FaceTime, they're going for productivity, and they're looking to expand the pool from beyond that just niche gaming space.
Yes, but the price tag, John, it leaves a lot to be desired. What I'd read, and maybe you heard it there, I heard something like $3,000. How much will this be a tough sell, you think, for consumers here?
Right, so they still haven't announced the price, but that is the big question, right? Rumors are that it should be around $3,000. That's a lot of money. The closest competition here is Meta's Oculus headset. That costs a few hundred dollars. So Apple is taking a big risk here with this product where their demand isn't really proven, but also going from on a price point that is way beyond what's currently on the market.
And very quickly, I know that Tim Cook was expected to talk about Apple's strategy and what relates to AI. Did we hear anything? Has he spoken about this?
So far, nothing explicitly AI, although there have been some updates on autocorrect. If you've used an iPhone, you know how difficult that can be. But, you know, right now I'm in Silicon Valley. Virtually every tech company is focusing on AI. Google recently in their annual event focused almost entirely AI. So a lot of questions about how Apple will directly integrate it into their software.
And very quickly, yes or no, do you see this headset taking off, John, at all?
Well, look, this is a huge risk for Apple, right? I mean, think of what Apple does with their products. Usually they wait for a product to be in the market for a few years and then come out with their version, which they hope to be the best. It's been a very successful strategy with AirPhones, with AirPods, all the way back to the iPhone, to iPods. This is a market that hasn't really been proven yet. Consumers haven't shown an inclination for putting a big expensive thing on top of their head and stepping into the virtual world. But you know Apple, they don't have a lot of misses. So Tim Cook and co. are worked hard on this device. We'll see if consumers line up to get it.
Yeah, I know that others have tried it, haven't actually done well at it. Let's see if Apple succeeds where others have failed. John Sarlin, appreciate it. Thanks very much.